Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, Chicago, bring us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, and when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Don't forget all the other things on the site, the Brain Trust, the blog, et cetera, et cetera. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, how many times do you ask another business person how are things going, and they say, "Oh, we're busy." Let's just say that they say that. You know, maybe they won't, but let's say that. And that's what you want to say, right? You know, even if you're not as busy as you want to be, you often say that, and that's what you want to be able to say. Even, you know, you want to be able to say, "Yes, we're busy." Oh, how about this? We're covered up, or we're just slammed. You hear people say that all the time, right? The business owner says that to you. Well, and you say that too. You say it back to them, right? Congratulations. Good for you. You got business. But you know what I'd like for you to think about? I'd like for you to start thinking about saying to them, "My people are just slammed. My people are really busy. We're keeping our people. Our customers are keeping my people, my company, my organization is really covered up. And I'm leading them." Now, I know that's longer and you know, maybe it sounds a little more pretentious than you want it to sound. But that's what I want you to think. I want you to start imagining that when people ask you that question, as you say to them, "Oh, we're covered up, we're busy, we're slammed," as you say that, I want you to be able to think to yourself, "Yes, my business is very busy. Yes, my staff, my team, they are covered up. Yes, they are slammed. But not me, because I'm not in the trenches all the time with them. I've been able to find a way to get myself out of the trenches. I've been able to find a way to lead my people, to lead my team, to lead my company, and in doing so, what I have done is I have fired myself from jobs that I don't have to do, that are not necessary for me to do anymore. And I found a new position for myself a little bit higher in the organizational chain, a little bit higher in the structure of operating a business. And I'm promoting myself, not only in title, but in practice. I'm promoting myself to the level of executive. I am the CEO of my company." These are the things that you're thinking because you're now doing it. As you imagine, as people say, "How are you doing? How are things? How's business?" I want you to be able to say to yourself, "I am the CEO of my company. I'm the executive in my company, the top executive, and here's what that means. That means that you're not having to wait on every customer. That means you're not having to solve every problem. That means that you're not having to take care of every unhappy customer. What you are doing, though, is that, okay, you can turn the lights off. I'm not going to ever take that away from you. That happens. Not that somebody else can't help you with that, but I'm not going to tell you when to stop turning the lights on and turning the lights off. But it means that you are at least part of the time, at least some time during the week, that instead of having to fight the fight in the trenches all the time, you're finding a way to get out of the trenches, to get above the fray, to get up to at least a low orbit over your business and look down, look around, and see where the company's going. Your viewpoint, your point of view is not inside your four walls. It's not inside your parking lot. It might not even be inside your local marketplace. I don't care where you set your view as you do this exercise I'm talking about. But you spend some time thinking about where are we conceptually, not specifically. Where are we? Where is my company? How do I fit among in the industry? How do I fit in my marketplace? How do I compare to my competitors? How closely am I meeting my customers' expectations? How are my customer expectations changing? See, and now, folks, these questions I'm suggesting that you ask yourself, and this attitude I'm encouraging you to assume. I don't care what you ask. The questions I just gave you, those are just suggestions. Use those if you want to, but find your own. But any time you spend where you're asking any kind of a question like that, where you're trying to see where you are and imagine where you might be going, that's executive thinking, as our friend Leslie Kosloff would say in her book, Executive Thinking. That's what she would call that, executive thinking. Anytime you can do that, anytime you can say, where are we and how are we doing and what if this or that, anytime you can spend doing those, asking those kinds of questions, imagining those kinds of things, that's what it sounds like when you promote yourself from manager to executive. And start out, just do an hour a week. Just start with an hour a week. Then move to 2 hours. Then maybe a whole day. And guess what? In time, it might be 10 years from now, that might be all you do. But you'll still turn the lights on and turn the lights off. I'm Jim Blasting Game, 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.